Om Shanti, the magic of blessings. Today is Thursday, 1st of March, 2018. Today's blessing is, may you be a knowledgeable and yogi soul who attains the fruit of success by constantly performing elevated deeds. The deeds of those who are knowledgeable and yogi souls are naturally Yukti Yukt. Yukti Yukt means to perform constantly elevated deeds. No seed of a deed can be without its fruit. Those who are Yukti Yukt are able to have any thought, speak any words or perform any deeds whenever they want. Their thoughts would also be Yukti Yukt. It would not be that they didn't want to do something and yet it happened. That didn't want to think something and yet they thought about it. The sign of being a knower of all secrets and accurately linked in yoga, Yogi Yukt, is to be Yukti Yukt. So, Baba is using a very good word, Yukti Yukt, and probably this word can never be translated into English. It's a very difficult word to translate in English. Yukti Yukt means to perform each act accurately, constantly elevated deeds. No seed of a deed can be without its fruit. Those who are Yukti Yukt are able to have any thought, speak any word or perform any deed, whatever they want. Their thoughts will be Yukti Yukt. It would not be that they didn't want to do and yet it happened. They didn't want to think and yet they are thinking. The sign of being a knower, a sign of being a knowledgeable and yogi soul is that to be Yogi Yukt and to be Yukti Yukt. So these are two words. One is Yogi Yukt. Yogi Yukt means to be linked with Father in yoga. That is Yogi Yukt. Yukti Yukt means, what is Yukti Yukt?
Act according to time, place and situation.
Yukti Yukt means, what are the different, what could be the different definitions of Yukti Yukt? Accurate work, accurate deeds, tactfully, clever, then smart work, then work in conformation with time, place and person, work or acting in the stage of being Trikaldarshi, in the state of being a
benefactor.
Okay, then what else? Here Baba has said two very important things. You don't want to think and yet you are thinking. You don't want to do yet you are doing. This stage is not Yukti Yukta stage. You don't want to think about something yet you are obsessed with it. You don't want to do certain thing yet you are doing it. There is an internal conflict. You don't want, you know it is wrong, yet you are doing it. You know you should not think about this, yet you are thinking. When such a thing happening, it means you are not Yukti Yukt. So what are those conditions where such thing happens? We don't want to think about it, yet we are thinking about it. We don't want to do certain thing, yet we are doing. We know it is wrong. We know it is against Srimat. We know it is Manmat, Parmat. We know this way, this path is not the highway of Srimat. This is the alley or those lanes where we are lost. We should not go there, yet we are going. Why?
Force of the sanskars.
Force of, we become parvash. We become influenced, conditioned. Soul becomes weak. In all those moments such a thing will happen. When we become weak, we start doing all those things we should not. We start thinking all those things we should not. We start speaking all those things. We know in our heart of hearts that this I should not speak, or rather we also know that the one who is speaking is not me. Yet it is me. And there is an internal conflict within us. This stage of antardvandh, antarvirod, internal, what is known as
conflict,
or one more is there, internal fight or internal tug of war which is going on. Two forces are acting, higher force and lower force. Two forces are pulling us,
in their own directions. One force, higher force is pulling us up, lower force is pulling us down. Higher force is a force of soul consciousness, lower force is a force of body consciousness. Higher force is the force of divine sanskar, lower force is a force of shudra sanskar. There is an internal conflict between two sanskars, between two forces, between two powers. Tug of war. And that is why such a thing happens. You don't want to do, and yet you do. We don't want to speak, yet we speak. We don't want to think, yet we are thinking. These three things happening. Thinking, speaking, and doing. What to do? Actually, what man is showing here, himself to be, he is not. He is divided, he is split personality. He is showing something else, while his very nature is very different. He is very different, but he is showing off something else. Why such a thing is happening? This is not the stage of one man. All human beings are suffering from split personality disorder. Everyone. We are actually not what we are showing to the world. We are something else. We are very pure. We are very, very divine beings. But we are showing off that we are not that. This thing is happening. And that's why there is disharmony in thoughts, words and deeds. Misalignment, thoughts, words and deeds. To align all these three things together is to be yog-yukta, yukti-yukta. Means to perform elevated deeds. We want to perform, but we are not able to do. Just like Duryodhana, he knows he is doing wrong, but he has no power to change it. No seed, and whatever we do, now suppose I am under the influence at point of time A, and this point of time I did certain deed under influence. Later on I realized that this was wrong, but now whatever deed done, I will have to bear the fruit, because this is the seed. The seed is planted, I will have to bear the fruit. And now I am in the enlightened stage. In the enlightened stage, now that fruit will come here as a tree of sorrow. Now I am thinking here, I have not done any wrong deed here. How it has come? Because it has been done maybe in the past or in previous births. That's why it has come here. So now what to do when it has come here? Now to see it as a detached observer. Not to get influenced by it, one, not to indulge in it, not to fight with it. Just as very good example is, there is a person who used to drink alcohol, okay? Now he left drinking alcohol. 10 years. He has left. Now he sees somebody else drinking alcohol and suddenly he remembers his past. Okay? Suddenly he remembers his past, that he is drinking alcohol, and he is realizing those pleasant moments. Slight attraction has come. Okay, 24 hours he is fine, and last 10 years he hasn't drunk alcohol. But now in these 24 hours, 10 minutes, he is sitting somewhere and he is watching somebody who is drinking alcohol. Now something is happening within him. The same excitement, the same joy, same pleasure, same thing is started pulling him. Now what he should do? If he give in, if he yields, suddenly he will again become addicted to it. Those whole sanskars will rush back. Now what he should do at this point of time? Observing. Just observe. Wait and watch. It has come, it will go away. Because now it is not that powerful. But yes, it can become powerful if you keep on watching it. It can become powerful if you just even think, let me just taste once. Even though there is a gap of 10 years. But still it will become powerful. In the similar manner, a person who has led a sensual life, a body conscious life for a long time, and last 10 years he has given up, and suddenly he sees a body conscious scene. What he should do? Should he try to taste it? The moment he will try to taste it, the same sanskar will rush back, relapse. They will come back again. But now what is to be done here? When those previous things come here, just observe. Wait. They will come and they will go away. They will come and they will go away. For example, somebody is eating non-vegetarian food. Very tasty. Okay? And then he comes in Gyan. And he understands, oh, this is animal, this is hinsa, and I have to give up. And he gives up non-veg food. Now 10 years, he hasn't eaten non-vegetarian. And what efforts he has done to give up non-veg? Nothing. Suddenly he came in Gyan, he got all the delicacies here. It's so good replacement he got here. But now, there's no dearth of any good food here. Everything is there, every day he is preparing now good foods. Earlier he did not used to prepare. Earlier he used to eat whatever the parents used to give. But now, everything he gets ready-made. Now suddenly, one day, he goes somewhere and he sees somebody is eating that. And now he hasn't did a long efforts on giving up that or being negative for that food. Suddenly he gave up, hands down. And now he feels again the immediate attraction for that food. Now what he should do? Should he see? Say, let me taste once. What he should do? He should just wait. It's a itching. Itching, you know? Desire is like that. Itching, 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 itching. You keep on itching, itching, itching. Now, you're feeling itching. What you should do? Don't itch. Wait and tolerate that. It will vanish on its own. Sensual desires are like itching. If you itch, they will bleed. And you will feel like to itch more. Okay, you itched for some time and then you wait. After 10 minutes, again you want to keep on itching. Sensual desires are like itching. Wait and tolerate and see them and they will vanish. Don't give in. Don't yield. Don't succumb to those subtle temptations. Those transitory temptations. Realize them as shadows. Shadow has come. Shadow has gone. One Kumar had come few days back. He was sharing one experience. He was in love with one girl. Whilst he was not in Gyan. Then when he came in Gyan, suddenly he gave her up. Suddenly gave up everything. Now, long time he has not even seen her. Okay? And probably she is married also somewhere. Now this Kumar is in Gyan, he is in center, he is doing all the work, listening classes, doing good Purusharth. And suddenly, at a bus depot, suddenly he sees her one day. And immediately he starts remembering everything, whatever they used to move around together and all those things. And now he said, this is emergency, what should I do? This is an emergency situation. Because I am feeling like to do, again to go and talk with her, to make contacts with her, to ask her what has happened, and even if she is married, to tell her, no, please, I am there. Come back to me. Even all these thoughts suddenly are coming after 10 years. Till 10 years, nothing was there. Her existence had finished. And now he is feeling, oh, where are you and all that thing. Now tell me what he should do at that point. Wait for what? No, but this is an emergency. This is all simple thoughts will not work here. Increase gyan that point of time. Okay, that's right. Wait and watch. Don't yield, don't succumb, don't give in. Let it itch. Tolerate that itching. Let him wait, let him get thoughts. Suddenly, because there are 10 years of powerful sanskars of forgetting, that will come back again. And he will again forget. So the deity sanskars, he can emerge. So, and the crux of the matter is, don't yield when such an emergency happens. Wait. Change the place. Go away physically from the persons. Don't stay with them. Go away physically. That will help. Out of sight, out of mind. Things which you don't see, they go out of your mind. If you keep on seeing this book every day, this book will keep on reminding you something or other. That's why out of sight, you if you don't want to read this book, keep this book away somewhere. Out of sight and out of mind. So yukta means three things. Think only those things which are told by Baba. Speak those things which you feel you should speak, otherwise you keep mum, or doing those things which you feel should be done. They are elevated. And if there is any conflict and still you are doing it, better not to do and tolerate and wait and watch rather than give in, rather than yield to those previous sanskars. But this is a very deep subconscious journey. It's not that easy. It is not easy because there are multiple layers of subconscious mind. Why this conflict is arising? Why we are doing we are always in two minds? Why always sitting on the horns of dilemma? Because we are always in two minds. Do or this or not. This or that. To be or not to be. It's always the Hamlet-like situation. Always in the confusion. Very, very deep work has to be done. And see, these are two fields. One is conscious mind, another is subconscious mind. I am telling everything what is happening at the level of subconscious, while we are working at the level of conscious mind. Somebody disturbs you. You think, I will keep away from this man, this person. But the love for that attachment to that person is the subconscious mind, while all the decisions you are taking at the conscious mind. So how they will... Yeah, mentally. So that is why, what is the way to enter subconscious mind? Subconscious doesn't understand language of logic, Srimat, Murli, words, language, bhasha. No, subconscious doesn't understand this language. Subconscious mind understands the language of emotions, feelings, pictures, visualization, create images, projections. Creative. This language it understands. If you tell him, Srimad says it should not be done, Srimad says, okay, for some time it will stay okay. But if you want to enter the realm of subconscious, you have to feed it with the language which it understands. Create new images. Sunday's Murli, Baba has talked a very powerful subconscious mind point, which I discussed in the class also. Just as many people, if they want to decorate their house, they keep different memorials like photographs. This is childhood, this is college, this is teenage life, this is adult life, this is marriage, to photograph. In the similar man, in your man mandir, in the temple of your mind, you keep different photographs of your complete stage of your deity form. Why? Because subconscious understands the language of images. It will not understand the language of your debates, your logic, your reasoning, nothing. No matter how hard you make it understand, I will not do this, I will not do this. The moment you are making a pledge, it means that force is there within you so much. Do you ever make a pledge that I will not go out today in the market and eat outside food? Sushil, why do you make that pledge? Why? Why you don't make that oath? Because it is, and why you have to, do you make the pledge that I will not enter through this wall? Today I am not going to enter through this wall. Do you ever make such a pledge? Never. Because it has been so deeply understood within. In the similar manner, we make the pledge, but I will not talk with this man. Means I want to talk with him. Now that's why I have to make a pledge. I will keep away from him. I will keep away from him. Delete his number. I will keep away from him. No need. Probably that attachment is there within. Work on that subconscious plane. Conscious, you have worked a lot. Now work on the subconscious. Enter subconscious. Silence, solitude, visualization, colorization, picturization, images, repetitions, affirmations. These are the different ways to enter subconscious. Om Shanti.